This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson sent the European Union an unsigned letter asking for a Brexit delay, but then sent a second letter that was signed that said asking for the delay was a mistake. As Reuters' Edward Barron reports, Johnson's action came after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement for Brexit.
British lawmakers were supposed to be voting on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last-minute Brexit divorce deal. But now they've backed an amendment which will defer the decision, meaning there'll be no vote on the deal this weekend. This was the response from the Prime Minister.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. Neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I have told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
The battle over Brexit also spilled onto the streets of London, where tens of thousands had gathered to demand a new referendum.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed on Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they do not withdraw during a 120-hour pause in fighting.
Olursa olur.
He said, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute the 120 hours expire, we will continue from where we left and keep crushing the heads of the terrorists. Meanwhile, a Kurdish official said that Turkey was not abiding by the U.S.-brokered ceasefire and continued shelling and airstrikes had killed 17 people in the past 2 days. Turkey did agree to pause its offensive for 5 days while Kurdish fighters withdrew. This